In fact, one time we had a difficulty with television. There was too much television viewing, and we knew this. So we had one of these family meetings on this, and I gathered some information from some professional people to show the impact that television has not just upon the minds of young people, but on family cultures. And all I did is share the information and say, you kids come up with what you think the best thing, the best solution should be on this. After about an hour and a half, I came back, and they came up with an agreed-upon policy, which was 1 hour a day, or 7 hours a week. So if you want to choose your 7 hours all at one time, that's it. If you want to watch a big athletic performance and a movie on the weekend, that may only leave you 1 hour during the week. They could do it any way they wanted. And my daughter Maria was appointed by the family as the monitor to make sure that it would happen. And she would. She'd follow through. But little by little, we just about have eliminated television. We've eliminated almost altogether in the daytime, so that it almost is always focused on either movie on the weekend or athletic games or something of this nature. But we got out of soap operas, we got out of watching all kinds of programs, to where it's almost a non-issue in our family, so that it is used appropriately. And we are glad for that, because in many ways it is like an open sewage pipe right into a family, just pouring out images and feelings, and is an enormous waste of time and a waste of people's minds and the course of least resistance.